listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
Now it's time to talk about cruising. We are coming to you from Port Townsend. We're here at the beautiful Holly Hill House. And now it's time, though, to check in with Sharon Emerson, who was our cruise and tour planner. Actually, that's her company, Cruise and Tour Planners. And she's been focusing on cruising for the last couple of months here. And we've got another chapter. What are we talking about this week?
Let's talk about destinations and weather.
Okay, and tied in with cruising.
Right.
Okay, where do we begin?
Well, you can just kind of pick up an atlas and throw a dart, and you'll find a cruise line going somewhere. They are everywhere now. And they're coming out with more ships and bigger ships, and they're looking for new places to go. So whatever body of water you would like to visit, that's where you're going to find a cruise ship.
And like you said, I mean, the cruising is just, this time of year, like you said, throw a dart, and you're going to land on something, because everybody's talking cruising right now.
Yes, it's really big. It's an easy way to travel. And people are stressed out when they fly, so they want to go somewhere where it's easy to let somebody take care of you, make your bed, make your food, and
right.
Go for a vacation.
Well, let's do kind of a quick world tour and talk about where the cruise ships are.
Okay, well, since we're in the Northwest here, let's talk about the Alaska season. Alaska is a short season. It goes from April into September, and the cruise ships go to and from Seattle or Vancouver, B.C., and now we also have one going from San Francisco. That's a little bit longer. That's the season that you can go to Alaska. And since it's a short season, you better book early because the ships fill up.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can go up further north from Alaska to the Canadian Maritime Provinces. And now there's a ship. I just saw the video on it. It's going through the Northwest Passage, and that's going from Alaska to Greenland. All the tiny little islands up in the north, and that's a brand new route. It only goes in the spring one time and in the fall one time. So if you've been everywhere and done everything, you should try to do that one.
And I suppose they're promoting that one pretty heavily too, though.
Yeah, and this spring is sold out, but there's still space for the fall.
Okay.
So now you can come down the coast, the east coast. There's all kinds of cruises on the East Coast, so come on all the way down into the Caribbean. There's tons of ships in the Caribbean, every size and shape you can imagine. And some of them go into the Panama Canal on the east, and some of them go all the way through, east to west or west to east.
Okay.
That's a Panama Canal cruise. It's a little bit longer, but it's a fascinating cruise.
Oh, it just seems like that would be absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. And then you can go down to South America. Now you can go all the way around the Horn and stop at various places, even go to Antarctica down there if you want to. Then go on over to Europe, and you've got lots of options. Again, it's a short season. Northern Europe and the Scandinavian countries, as well as the UK, some of them go to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put that in your mix, too, if you want to.
And then how do we know, though, the best time to do it, though, in terms of the season that they're going to have where we're going to?
That's mainly summer.
Okay.
Those are summer cruises.
Okay.
So, again, it's a short season. But there are quite a few options on size of ships up there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can come down into the south in the Mediterranean, the Black Sea. Oh, there's a lot of ships down in the Mediterranean. All different size. We were in one port in Santorini. There were 25 different kinds of ships.
Wow.
Moored outside of Santorini. Everything from sailing ships to small vessels. It was amazing.
I can imagine, though, because it's so gorgeous there.
It is beautiful. There's even some doing Africa and some doing South Africa, including a short safari. So that's another option if you want to combine a cruise with a safari.
And once again, we're talking summer then.
Summertime.
Okay.
Their summertime.
Right.
This is our wintertime.
Right. So we're booking then in winter. When are we booking those to get their summertime?
You can book them anytime.
Okay.
You can book them anytime. You just, the sailing season is short.
Gotcha. Okay.
Then the Middle East. You know, there are some cruise ports in the Middle East for people that, they're not going to take you to some place that's dangerous. So they might have to change your itinerary. For instance, if there's a stop in Israel and there's an uprising there, they'll take you somewhere else.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, you don't have to be worried about it. But on the round-the-world cruises, they actually will go through the Suez Canal at night with their lights out. And I've had clients do that. They have water cannons on the ship.
Oh, my gosh.
In case of pirates.
I know.
Pirates, Somali pirates.
Do I really want to go somewhere where there might be pirates? I don't think so.
Well, you don't think so.
Not for me.
Well, the people that have gone, the ships are full, so I guess somebody does.
My question is to you, though, Sharon. Would you go somewhere where there's pirates?
I would.
Ah, okay.
I would go because I'm brave. I want to see some place. I'll go there. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Asia's got some others. Japan, China, Vietnam, down into Malaysia. That whole chain down in there has Indonesia, has some great cruising stops and ports.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So then you can talk about Australia, New Zealand. Those are, you know, a bit of a ways away, but sometimes you fly down and cruise back or cruise down and fly back with a stop in Hawaii, maybe, or a stop in Fiji.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, and those are interesting. There's some down there that just stay down there. They don't go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go down there and do the cruising. It's a long flight, but break it up with a stop in Hawaii. And then Antarctica, there are some icebreakers that will take you down, get you off on the continent down there, and you can walk around with the penguins. And that's a pretty amazing trip, too, out of the southern tip of South America.
Yeah. Now, these are going to be short seasons, then.
They are short seasons, yeah.
Okay.
The only long season is the Caribbean, and that goes 12 months out of the year.
Now, what about the hurricane weather, though, with that area?
Then we'll talk about the weather, because that makes a big difference on your destinations. So when you're looking at the northern part of the world, those are summer months.
Okay.
Our summer months. Remember, you've got a flip. The seasons are flipped on the bottom of the globe.
Okay.
And the ships fill up quick when there's short seasons like that. So book ahead of time. In fact, for the best pricing, you should book ahead of time. There's some mail boats that go up the coast of Norway. Those go all year long, so that's kind of fun to do. It's daylight, remember, in the summertime and night all the time.
Yeah, and then, of course, you're always talking about getting that trip insurance for your cruise or air.
Right. The Caribbean, what you want to watch for there is your hurricane season.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricanes start in Africa, and they work their way up the coast, and that's from June to mid-November. It used to be September, October to mid-November.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Katrina changed all that, so now we see them start in June. So you have to be careful. The ships will always go, but they might go from a different place or come back to a different place. They can move so the hurricanes don't bother them.
Right.
But they will dodge the storms.
And then I imagine weather being pretty important then for Asia as well.
Yeah, because sometimes it's really hot and humid over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's a number of places that you want to check the weather. If it bothers you. Now, I have a friend who doesn't care. The hotter, the better. Oh, that's not me. But.
Yeah. Well, what we've got to do is just pick our country and you know, the route where we want to go, and then we've got to check in with you, right?
Yeah, I've got it all.
Absolutely. Well, once again, talking with Sharon Emerson, getting our dose of, well, we were talking cruising the last few months, and we've got another month coming up, and we're talking cruising again. Once again, Sharon is with Cruise and Tour Planners, and you can give her a call at 206-367-7600. 1-800-327-5757 or check out the website cruiseandtourplanners.com. I thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you.
All righty. And once again, we are coming to you from the beautiful Holly Hill House. The number here is 800-435-1454 and check them out on the web at hollyhillhouse.com. Coming up, we've got Nina Dortch right here at the Holly Hill House. We're talking food. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Have a special day coming up, a wedding, honeymoon, reception, or anniversary? Then you should visit our website, SeattleHolidayCentral.com, because we have everything you'll need to help you pull off the big day. Whether you're looking for a beautiful cake, a gifted photographer, flowers, or arrangements, you'll find an exclusive selection, including some of the best companies within the metro area. Or maybe you're just looking for a well-needed getaway to kick back for a few days at a mountain or waterfront retreat, resort, or B&B. No problem. We've got you covered there, too. At SeattleHolidayCentral.com, you'll find a wonderful selection of restaurants, great escapes, seasonal events, and distinctive shopping destinations around Washington State. You'll also find informative sound bites from several of our featured merchants. So if you're looking for great ideas for special occasions or cool things happening around the area, be sure to stop by our website, SeattleHolidayCentral.com, or give us a call at 206-941-3500.
Whitewater Rafting, 800-743-6269. For the most fun under the sun, Osprey, the Wenatchee Valley's hometown rafting company. With outstanding guides on an incredible river that has Class 3 whitewater, family whitewater, relaxing nature floats. And oh yeah, river tubing. For those who want extreme, the High Adventure has your name all over it. With Osprey, you start where no one else goes. The Class 4 Rapids, Triple Shot, and Tinley Falls in our Red Spider sport boat. Put your hat on tight and paddle tough. The trip ends at Huck's Hideout, the ultimate place to hang with family and friends for a great riverside barbecue, campfire, and marshmallows on the stick. Osprey Rafting serves up more foam-eating fun than anyone. Osprey Rafting, made in Leavenworth, Washington. 800-743-6269. Enjoying life. Custom trips and company barbecues with live music available. 800-743-6269. OspreyRafting.com.
In the mood for a San Juan Island getaway? Then hop on the ferry and head to Orcas Island and visit Cascade Harbor Inn in East Sound. A wonderful retreat close to Moran State Park. An outdoor mecca for all kinds of outdoor adventures, including biking, kayaking, hiking, even birdwatching. You'll also find spectacular views from Mount Constitution. And speaking of views, it doesn't get much better than from your private balcony in your room or suite of Cascade Bay or Turtleback Mountain. You'll also find fully equipped kitchens and fireplaces. And close by in East Sound, you'll definitely want to do some shopping. You'll find all kinds of wonderful restaurants as well. So whether you're looking for an overnight for two or a special retreat for family or friends, be sure to visit Cascade Harbor Inn on Orcas Island. For more information, call 1-800-201-2120. That's 1-800-201-2120. Or stop by their website at CascadeHarborInn.com.